This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Torah Shows is proud to present the Living Mishnah, and I am Maimon Elbaz. I thank the Kletter family for dedicating today's Mishnah. It should be a great zechut for Reb Dov Birol Ben Yaakov and Baruch Chana Rezo Bas Chaim Meir Aleihem HaShalom. This is 725 in our series, and Torah Shows uses pictures and cartoons to illustrate the Torah, to give you a better clarity and appreciation of Hashem's Torah. As the Pasuk says, Akeli Vanveyu, we are commanded to beautify mitzvos. Don't just do a mitzvah, to beautify it. Okay, our Mishnah today is in Masechet Yevamot, Perek Tet, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. And we're going to have 12 scenarios when men are permitted or forbidden to women, whether in marriage or in Yibum. Just to give you an idea, Yibum is a mitzvah in the Torah. If someone's brother dies childless, Rachmana Litzlan, then the Almana, the widow, should marry his brother so they could have a child in his memory. What an incredible mitzvah. Okay, so says the Mishnah, Yesh mutarot lebalihen va'asurot liyivmehen. There are some women, they're permitted to be married to their husband, but they are forbidden to do Yibum with their brother-in-law. We're going to see which cases there is. The Mishnah is going to bring four cases. Mutarot liyiv mehem vasurot lebalihem. We're going to find cases where a woman is actually permitted to the Yavam to do Yibum, but she's really forbidden to be married to that husband. So they were over on a lav. Mutarot le'elu v'le'elu. There are cases where a woman is permitted to marry her husband and to do Yibum. Vasurot le'elu v'le'elu. And there are cases where a woman is forbidden to her husband and forbidden to do Yibum. So thanks for Living Mishnah. We'll illustrate with pictures and some AI images. Says the Halakha Mishnah, Ve'elu mutarot lebaliyan. The following women are permitted to their husbands, v'asurot liyiv mehen, but they are forbidden to have Yibum. So the first Mishnah is going to have a case where a Kohen Gadol is the brother-in-law, so you can't do Yibum with the widow. So in other words, you had a Kohen who was married to a woman and the Kohen died. So the brother of the Kohen is a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. This woman was a widow twice. The first Kohen married her when she was a widow, and then now he died. She's a widow again. So what should she have to do in such a case? She'll have to do Chalitza. When a woman can't do Yibum to marry her brother-in-law, so she takes off his shoe and she spits on the floor, showing how disgusting it is that he doesn't want to help perpetuate his brother by having a child with her. Taking off the shoe is an expression that she's willing to serve him and take off his shoes, but he rejected her. Okay, so let's see the case inside. Kohen Hejot. You had a regular Kohen. His name was Mr. A. Shenasa et almana, he married a widow. V'yesho ach Kohen Gadol, and he had a brother named Mr. B, who was a Kohen Gadol. Mr. B cannot do Yibum. Okay, now we have a new case. What's the new case? We have a case where a Kohen was a Halal, and he married a kosher woman. That means she's a regular Yisraelis. Now, what's a Halal? A Halal is a Kohen who was born from a forbidden union, such as a Kohen that was born from a Kohen that married a Gerusha, a divorcee. So that child is a Halal, which means he's desecrated. So believe it or not, he loses his status of a Kohen, and now he's even allowed to marry a Gerusha. So here, he married a regular woman, and Lamaisa, he died. So Mr. C was a Halal, and now his brother, who's a regular Kohen, cannot do Yibum for the simple reason because a regular, since she married, the Chalal married her, so she loses her status now as a kosher shidduch for the brother-in-law because we'll call her a Chalala senior. Once she had relations with a Kohen who was not supposed to marry her, because he was a chalal, chalal shenasa kishera, since lamaisa she had relations with a man who was desecrated, so v'yesho ach kasher, so even though he has a brother, Mr. D, who's kosher, he won't be able to perform yibum with her. Okay, third case. Yisrael shenasa bas Yisrael v'yesho ach mamzer, you had Mr. E, who married a bas Yisrael, and he has a brother who's a mamzer. So the mamzer won't be able to do yibum because the mamzer is not allowed to marry Yisraelis. So again, he had a Yisrael who married a woman, and he has a brother who's a mamzer, so that mamzer cannot do yibum. Says the Mishnah, new case, a fourth case. Mamzer shenasa mamzeres v'yesh lo ach Yisrael. If a mamzer married a mamzeres, a mamzer is allowed to marry a mamzeres, v'yesh lo ach Yisrael. But in this case, the Yisrael brother will not be able to do yibum with the mamzeres because Yisrael is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. So again, the brother was a mamzer. He married a mamzeres. So the brother who's not a mamzer cannot do yibum with this woman. Okay, so those were cases that we had where a woman is permitted to marry her husband, but she's not permitted to marry her yavam. Says the Mishnah, four new cases. Ve'elu mutarot liyiv mehem v'asur lebalehem. And the following women are permitted to do yibum, but they're forbidden to really be married to their husbands. Kohen gadol shekidesh es almana v'yesh lo ach kohen hedyot. Mr. J and Mr. K. Mr. J was a kohen gadol, he married a widow. He's not allowed to do that. And his brother is a kohen hedyot. So in such a case, over here, if you notice, it doesn't say shenasa, it says shekidesh. He was only engaged to her. He never really married her. So a kohen gadol who was engaged to a widow. So the halacha is that the kohen hedyot cannot do yibum with her. He could do yibum with her. Because these are the cases where she was forbidden to her husband, but she's permitted to the brother. So actually, the kohen hedyot could marry a widow. In this case, it would not be a problem. So Mr. J was the kohen gadol. He married a widow, so he's not allowed to be married to her, but the brother, Mr. K, is actually allowed to do yibum. Okay, fine. Says Mishnah, new case, kasha shenasa chalal av yesho ach chalal. You had Mr. L and Mr. M, which was a kasher who married a chalala. Now, a kasher was this man who was kasher, it says, was a kohen hedyot, but lemaisa he married a chalala. So once he married a chalala, his brother was a chalal, so in such a case, the kohen was not supposed to marry a chalala. But the chalala is allowed to do yibum with the chalal, the brother. So the regular kohen married a chalala, so he's not supposed to be married to her. A chalala is a woman who was born from a union that was forbidden, such as a kohen that married an almana. So they had a child, so that's a chalala, that girl's a chalala. So she's not supposed to marry a regular kohen, but she's allowed to marry a chalala kohen, a chalal kohen. New case, Yisrael shenasa mamzeres v'yesh lo ach mamzer. You had a Yisrael that married a mamzeres, and he has a brother that's a mamzer. So the Yisrael is not allowed to marry the mamzeres, but the brother that's a mamzer is allowed. Now, how is it possible he has a brother that's a mamzer? Because maybe the father had a relation with a married woman other than his mother. So the first guy, Yisrael, was not supposed to marry the mamzeres, but the mamzer is allowed to marry the mamzeres. Continues the Mishnah. Mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael v'yesh lo ach Yisrael mutas yiv mehem v'asuras lebalehen. If you had a mamzer that married a Yisraelis, so when the mamzer dies, the Yisraelis is allowed to marry Yisrael, but she's not allowed to be married to her husband, the mamzer. So the mamzer married a Yisraelis, so she's forbidden to him, but she's allowed to do yibum with the Yisrael. Since that's a regular mitzvah of Yibum, that would not be a problem. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to tell us cases where they're usher to be married and usher to do Yibum. Which are those cases? Asuros la'elu v'la'elu. The Mishnah says certain cases that are forbidden to do Yibum and forbidden to be married. Kohen gadol shenasa saman av yesho ach kohen gadol o kohen hedyot. In this case, a kohen gadol married a widow and he was not supposed to. So when he dies, she's not allowed to marry his brother, that's a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedyot, because she became a Chalala by marrying a Kohen Gadol, and therefore they cannot do Yibam with her. Because the Kohen Gadol should not have married an Almana, so the brothers who are Kohen Gadol in Israel are not allowed to do Yibum in this case. Continues the Mishnah, new case. Kasher shenasa chalala v'yeshu ach kasher. There was a kasher person. This case was a kasher person. We'll call him Mr. V. He was a Kohen Hedyot and he married a chalala. So now he wasn't supposed to marry her. So then when he dies, she cannot do Yibum with her brother-in-law because she's a chalala. And he should not have, a Kohen cannot do Yibum with a chalala. So the first Kohen should not have married her, and that's why they're forbidden, and the brother cannot do Yibum with her since she is a chalala. Okay, now continues the Mishnah, new case. Yisrael shenasa mamzeres v'yeshu ach Yisrael. A Yisrael married a mamzeres, so now he's not allowed to be married to her. And he has a brother who's a Yisrael, so the Yisrael can't do Yibum either because the Yisrael can't do Yibum with the mamzer. So again, he was a Yisrael, he married a mamzeres, and he's not allowed to marry to her, and the brother cannot do Yibum either since she is a mamzeres. So again, when would Chalitza be Nogea? That you could see in each case when it would be Nogea. Okay, continues the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Usha'ar kol anashim. Oh no, we have one last case. Mamzer shenasa bas shav yesh lo ach mamzer asur esleilu v'leilu. You had a mamzer that married the Israelis, so now he was not allowed to marry her, and she's not allowed to do Yibum to the brother that was a mamzer. So you might say, why not? What's wrong in this case? Mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael yesh lo ach mamzer. So, because the fact is, the Maaser, she can't do Yibum to the brother who's a Mamzer because a Yisraelis is not allowed to marry a Mamzer. So again, we're talking about a Mamzer that married a Yisraelis, and his brother, who's also a Mamzer, cannot do Yibum because the Yisraelis is not allowed to marry a Mamzer. Okay, so Living Mishnah illustrated these cases. Ushar kol anashim mutaras ba'aleim of mam. But other cases of regular women who are not problematic, couldn't do Yibum, and it's a beautiful mitzvah. Now, Svardim hold that the Yibum is nowadays as well. A brother-in-law can marry his sister-in-law to have children in memory of the dead brother, but Ashkenazim will always do chalitza because they say a person is not really the shem shemayim to do the mitzvah with his sister-in-law, lahakim shem achiv, and therefore the Ashkenaz custom is to do chalitza in different cases, but in the case of Sephardi, there are some Sephardim today that have done chalitza, which is, if you want, you can make a field trip with a paisik one day and see such a thing. May Hashem bless everyone and keep stacking.
Wow, Rabbi!
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.